Back here at Baker Gym, Charleston High School, Tom Meredith along with you. The Galesburg Silver Streaks set to take on the Charleston Trojans. Streaks will come out with Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, and Ty Peachy. As the Charleston girls come out with Megan Odell, 5'5 sophomore guard, Haley Sparks, 5'4 senior guard, Holly Woltman, 5'10 senior center, Brittany Odell, 5'7 senior forward, and April Lunt, a 5'7 junior forward. Tip one by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Jessica Howard, layup on the right side, gets it up off the glass. A good Streaks lead, 2-0, come out with full court pressure. With the basketball is Woltman. Gets it across midcourt to Haley Sparks. Sparks goes to the right wing, a near travel, not called, going up with a Brittany Odell down on the blocks on the right side, had it knocked away, and the ball goes back to the Trojans. Charleston comes in with a 15-0 record, the Streaks at 9-6 after their victory last night over Urbana in a big way. 7:32 to play, just underway here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 2-0. Inbounding will be Lunt on the right baseline. Out it comes to the left wing. That is Haley Sparks to the back to the right baseline. It goes to Lunt. Can't hit the 18-footer. Rebound on the weak side. Up no good. Lunt gets it back and puts it up over the front iron and good. Or rather, that was Holly Woltman that gets it up and in. And we are tied at 2. Streaks lose control of the ball. Now Woltman comes up with it. She lost control of it, and Shelby Pacheco is going to be called for a bump foul on Woltman. That'll be the first foul in the basketball game. As five new Streaks are set to come in, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Katarina Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, Jamie Johnson check in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 7:09 to play here in quarter number one. We are tied at 2. It'll be Holly Woltman that'll inbound for Charleston. They'll bring it the length of the court. And a ball tipped away by Mickey Rodriguez. Bailey Boyer comes up with it into the paint to Sadie Hamilton. Five-footer up off the glass. No good. Woltman comes down with a rebound. Nice job on the defense. Streaks couldn't convert those. Something they did very well last night on the turnovers by Urbana. Ball goes to the floors. Now Woltman loses control. Jamie Johnson comes up with it for the Streaks. Down court it goes to Sadie Hamilton. Left side up off the glass and got it. Nice job by Jamie. Nice pass to Sadie Hamilton. Streaks lead 4-2. 6:45 to play. Quarter number one. Inbound comes to Haley Sparks for Charleston. Across midcourt left side, it goes to Woltman. Woltman on the left wing, trapped, now swings it over to the right side to Megan Odell. Odell drives into the paint, gets a pass off to the blocks on the left side to April Lunt. She gets it up off the glass and in. Quickly back the other way, ball knocked away by Woltman, and the Streaks will have it on their own right baseline. 6:25 to play here in the first quarter. We are tied at 4. Back in for the Streaks, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, also Megan Young checks in for the Streaks. It will be Holly Woltman to inbound for Charleston, 5'10 senior. Looking over the defense. Ball tipped away by Megan Young. Ty Peachy comes up with it for the Streaks. Passes to the left block to Shelby Pacheco. Shelby couldn't hang on. Ty was coming back in from out of bounds and tried to pick up the ball, but got called, so the Streaks turn it right back over. And Charleston will try to do it again against the full court pressure. We're tied at 4, 6:19 to play here in quarter number one. Timeout called by Jeff Miller. Had he not done that, there would have been a 5-second call. It's a 30-second timeout called by Charleston head coach Jeff Miller. Thanks to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg as they provide our transportation to this and every road contest. This week we're driving a 2010 Nissan Altima. Very, very nice vehicle. It's white. It's got leather, heated seats, power moonroof, push-button start, CD player, and a whole bunch more. Very, very nice vehicle. Lots and lots of legroom in this thing. And through January 4th of 2010, you can take advantage of a $1,500 rebate or combine 1.9% 60-month financing with a $500 rebate. The Altima gets over 30 miles per gallon, has a 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. In fact, they've got 15 2010 Altimas that are in stock and ready for delivery, so check them out at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Inbound pass stolen away by Ty Peachy. Gives to Megan Young. Three-pointer left side. In and out, no good. Rebound Sarah Baker on the weak side. She'll bring it outside to the right wing. Her pass knocked away. Sarah gets it right back and gives to Jessica Howard. Now Ty Peachy in the center circle. Ty dribbles right, kicks out to Jessica Howard on the right wing. She'll penetrate, gets into the paint, scoops up a left-handed shot, and got it. That's two buckets for Jessica Howard, both of them inside the three-point arc. Last night or yesterday in the game, she had 14, including 5 3-pointers. Now a steal by Ty Peachy, and she lays it up on the right side, got it up and in. Streaks lead 8-4, 5:50 to play here in the first quarter. Near steal by Megan Young on the baseline, knocked it away, and the Trojans will have to bring it the length of the court once again. Back into the Galesburg lineup. Maddie Boyer, Katarina Mangieri, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, and Jamie Johnson. So the Trojans will have to bring it the length of the court once again. And Charleston coach Jeff Miller looking rather disgusted with his squad at this time. But he said in talking to him off the air how, you know, he knows that we play way better competition than they do. So he knew we were a pretty darn good team coming in. Charleston breaks the press this time. Left side, Lunt gets it up off the glass, lays it up and in. She's got four, making 8-6 streaks. 5:36 to play first quarter. Maddie Boyer drives down the right side of the lane, lays it up off the glass, can't hit, but she is fouled. The foul's going to go against Megan Odell. And going to the free throw line will be Maddie Boyer with two shots. That's the first foul in the basketball game against Charleston with 5:33 to play in the first quarter. Each team with one foul, 8-6 streaks lead. So Maddie Boyer at the free throw line for two. First one is up and rolls around and through. So the streaks, their first 9 points, no three-pointers. Yesterday, in contrast, they started out with six threes in the first quarter and have only attempted one thus far, but they really have not needed to. They've been able to get some penetration now, some discussion at the free throw line. I'm not sure what's going on. They were talking with Maddie Boyer at the free throw line. Coach Massey was talking with one of the officials. Now Maddie's got the ball and set to go with a second shot. It is up, in and out, no good. And now the whistle blows. And what do we have, a lane violation? I'm not sure what's going on. Lane violation looks like it's going to be against Charleston, so I think Maddie's going to get another shot at it. Yeah, I'm not sure who jumped in too soon, but somebody did. And the official out near midcourt called it. So Maddie will get another shot at it. The old NBA three to make two. This one is up, and it's good. Make it 10-6 streaks with 5:33 to play first quarter. Now a steal by Katarina Mangieri. Tried to get to Mickey Rodriguez on the right side. Overthrew her, though. Nice job defensively by Kat, but got the pass a little bit too high, so the streaks turn her back over with 5:29 to play in the first, leading 10-6. Inbound comes to Haley Sparks for Charleston. Sparks still on the dribble in the backcourt. Spins, nearly knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. Now Sadie comes up with it, gets to Mickey Rodriguez on the right blocks, leans in, shot is blocked. And Sparks comes down with it. Now a reach foul is going to be called against Sadie Hamilton. Nice job again defensively by the Streaks. Couldn't convert that time. Foul on Sadie. That'll be her first and the second team foul on the Streaks. 5:18 to play here in the first quarter. Charleston will have to bring it the length of the court once again. Inbound comes to Megan Odell. She gets it across midcourt. Now pulls up, gives on the left wing to Megan Odell. And she lost the handle on it. Streaks will get it right back. And five new Streaks will check in. It'll be Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, also, Sarah Baker checking in for the Streaks. 5:12 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 10-6. Bailey Boyer sets against the Charleston man-to-man. Right wing, it goes to Shelby Pacheco, out high right side. Sarah Baker now left side, it goes to Bailey Boyer. Bailey takes to the top of the key, gives to Jessica Howard on the right wing, dribbles toward the baseline, kicks out to Sarah Baker. She'll fire the three right side, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Megan Young, kicks out to Jessica Howard. Now it's Sarah Baker gives to Megan Young on the left wing. Back out to Sarah Baker on high left side near the volleyball spike line. Now between the circles to Bailey Boyer. Bailey penetrates right side. Tried to get the shot up. Lost the handle on it. Went off of it looks like Megan Odell last. Streaks will trigger from their own left baseline with 4:43 to quarter. Leading 10-6. Megan Young will inbound. Megan smacks the ball, looks over the defense, gets into Sarah Baker on the left wing, out high left side to Bailey Boyer. Back to the left baseline, it goes to Jessica Howard. She'll penetrate left side, scoops a shot up off the glass and got it. Nice job by Jessica Howard once again. Recognized they came out and doubled her to prevent the three, but she's able to penetrate and get the two up and in, make it 12-6 streaks. Full court pressure, this is Waltman. Long down court pass, knocked away by Sarah Baker, but coming up with it was, it was Lunt, but she traveled with the ball, so the Streaks get it back on another Charleston turnover with 4:20 to play. Back into the Galesburg lineup, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Maddie Boyer, Jennifer Markley seeing her first action this afternoon, and Mickey Rodriguez for the Streaks. Ty Peachy will trigger. Now gives to Jamie Johnson between the circles, out high right side. Jennifer Markley, give and go to Jamie Johnson, runs down the paint right side. Nice look from Ty Peachy. Jamie Johnson gets her first basket. Make it 14-6 streaks. Now a steal by Maddie Boyer on the inbound, but her pass knocked away. And a reach foul is going to be called on Maddie. That'll be her first, third team foul on the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 4:05 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 14-6. Full court pressure. Waltman inbound. Jennifer Markley up playing the ball. Waltman looking. Finally gets it in to Megan Odell. Back to Waltman on the dribble. Gets it across midcourt right side. Being guarded by Maddie Boyer. Swings it over to the left wing. Three-pointer up and good by Haley Sparks. First three of the game, and it comes from Charleston. Long downcourt pass as Jamie Johnson tried to get to Mickey Rodriguez. Knocked away in front of the Charleston bench, and the Streaks will inbound. It'll be Ty Peachy to inbound with 3:51 to play in the quarter. Streaks leading 14-9. Man-to-man defense for Charleston. This is what Coach Jeff Miller said. They pretty much will only play a man-to-man other than their full-court pressure. Left wing goes to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll stop and fire the three off the rim long. Rebound comes out long to Ty Peachy. Ty out high right side. Gives in the center circle to Maddie Boyer. Maddie on the dribble right side. Spins back toward the free throw line. Now hands off to Jamie Johnson. She'll penetrate inside the free throw line. Stop on the block, and she traveled with it. Yep, drug that pivot foot a little bit after she stopped. Streaks turned it over with 3:34 to play. 14-9, the Streaks lead. Back in, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, Katarina Mangieri, Sarah Baker, and Bailey Boyer for the Streaks. Full court pressure once again. And it comes to Megan Odell. Odell overthrows Waltman, and the Streaks will get it back on another turnover. And the pass went right to Charleston head coach Jeff Miller, and he disgustedly slammed the ball on the floor and, you know, telling his players, come on, you could have gotten it up court that time. You didn't have to make that pass. Sarah Baker with it, spins, drives all the way down the right side, uncontested, lays it up and in. First basket for Sarah, make it 16-9 Streaks, 3:20 to play first quarter. Waltman to inbound, and it comes to Sparks. She'll get it across midcourt right side, goes down to the left block, inside to Brittany Odell, has it knocked away, gets it back, shot no good, and the rebound, a tie-up between Jessica Howard and Haley Sparks, and the possession arrow points towards Charleston. So Charleston will inbound from their own left baseline. 3:11 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 16-9. Inbounding will be Holly Waltman, 5'10", senior forward for Charleston. With it, Sparks kicks back out to Waltman, left baseline. She'll fire the three and got it. So Waltman makes it 16-12. Streaks still with the lead. Tab of the key, Sarah Baker on the dribble. Gets picked from Bailey Boyer. Goes down to the right block. Now kicks out to Jessica Howard. Three-pointer right wing is blocked. And the rebound comes out long. And Bailey Boyer runs it down for the Streaks. Now it's Sarah Baker out between the circles on the dribble. And she'll hand off to Bailey Boyer. Bailey dribbles right. Now goes to the right wing. Spins back. Gets to Sarah Baker. Tab of the key. Sarah on the dribble. She'll take it down the paint right side, scoops up a shot, can't hit. Ooh, wow, an offensive foul called on Sarah Baker. The defense was nowhere near being set. They're going to say, I guess she must have pushed off with that arm. So Sarah gets called for the foul. That's her first, fourth team foul on the Streaks with 2:34 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks leading 16-12. Back in for Galesburg, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Ty Peachy, and Sarah Nelson seeing her first action this morning. Pass blocked away in the trap by Sadie Hamilton. And Charleston will have to bring the length of the court once again. Waltman to inbound. 2:30 to play, quarter number one. Streaks lead 16-12. Waltman to inbound. And a pass knocked away by Ty Peachy. Mickey Rodriguez comes up with it in the paint. Gives to Megan Young out on the left wing. Megan pulls it out. She'll set the offense for the Streaks. Now it's Sarah Nelson between the circles. Gives to Ty Peachy. Ty dribbles right to the right wing. Gives to Mickey Rodriguez. Penetrates to the left elbow. Gives to Sarah Nelson. Now Ty Peachy on the right wing. And they're going to say Ty shuffled the feet before she put it on the floor. Streaks turn it over with 2:14 to play, leading 16-12. So a bit of a contrast. Streaks without a made three-pointer as of yet. In fact, they've only attempted a couple, missed one, had one blocked. And Charleston with a couple of three-pointers already in the game. 2:09 to play. This is Waltman. Drives down the right side, leans in, ran over Sarah Nelson. No call, shot no good. Rebound goes to the floor, and it's going to go back to the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 2:02 to play in the quarter. Streaks leading 16-12. Sarah Nelson will trigger. Ty Peachy will set the offense for the Streaks. Charleston coming in with a 15-0 record. Streaks 9-6. Left wing, Sadie Hamilton out between the circles. Sarah Nelson gives to Ty Peachy at the top of the key. Left wing, Mickey Rodriguez. Mickey dribbles left, stops at the free throw line, kicks to Sarah Nelson. Left wing, she'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound weak side, tipped up by Megan Young. Sadie Hamilton comes down with a five-footer up and good from the right baseline. Sadie with her second basket. Credit Megan Young for keeping that ball alive. Make it 18-12 Streaks, 1:39 to play in the quarter. Cross midcourt left side. This is Megan Odell. Gets to the right wing. Now on the blocks right side. It gets it to inside to Brittany Odell. She lays it up off the glass and got it. First basket for Brittany Odell. Make it 18-14 Streaks. Sarah Nelson with it. Gets tripped up. No call. Lost the ball. And this is Megan Odell running it down left side. Laid it up with the right hand on the right side. Gets her first basket. Now 18-16 Streaks. Long downcourt pass overthrown as Sadie Hamilton not able to get to it. It was a little bit high. Streaks turn it over with 1:12 to play in the first quarter. Leading 18-16. Back in for the Streaks. Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Lieber checks in for the first time. Also Sarah Baker in for the Streaks. Full court pressure. Megan Odell tipped away by Jessica Lieber. Gets to Jessica Howard. Now Jessica Lieber has it. Nice look underneath to Shelby Pacheco. Wow, bad call. They called Jessica Lieber for a charge. She did a nice jump pass to Shelby Pacheco on the left block, and they called a charge. That was a bad call. So Jessica Lieber picks up the foul. That is five team fouls now on the streaks. One called on Charleston thus far. 1:04 to play here in the first quarter. Now steal by Maddie Boyer on the inbound. Kicks out to Jessica Howard. Three-pointer right wing. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes out long to Maddie Boyer. Back out to Jess. She'll thought about the long three. Now goes to the right wing. Gives to Sarah Baker. Sarah brings it out. Gives to Maddie Boyer on the left wing. She'll fire the three and got it. First three of the ball game comes at the 48-second mark here in the first quarter for the streaks. And we now lead 21-16. 42 seconds to play. Inbound pass blocked by Shelby Pacheco, went off the back of the backboard, so Charleston will trigger once again, have to bring it the length of the court. Ty Peachy checks in and replaces Jessica Lieber. 40.7 to play in the first quarter. Streaks leading 21-16. Waltman inbound. And it comes to Haley Sparks. This is Megan O'Dell across midcourt. Stops top of the key. Pass to the left block. Gets it inside to Brittany O'Dell. She can't hit the shot. Rebound goes off Brittany O'Dell's hands, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 31.9 to play. It'll be Ty Peachy to trigger the offense for the streaks against the Charleston man-to-man. Gives to Sarah Baker, top of the key. Now out high right side, Shelby Pacheco. Give and go, Ty Peachy to Sarah Baker. Sarah can't get the shot to fall, but she's fouled by Brittany O'Dell. That'll be the first foul on O'Dell, second team foul on Charleston. 24 seconds to play in the quarter. Sarah Baker goes to the free throw line with two shots. Last night, the streaks were 11 of 14 from the free throw line. Scored 81 points in the game. So Sarah Baker at the free throw line with two shots. First one is up. Off the back iron, no good. 24 seconds to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 21-16. Checking into the Charleston lineup is Ariel Finney, a 5'9 sophomore. She replaces Brittany O'Dell in for the streaks. Sadie Hamilton and Mickey Rodriguez check in and replace Shelby Pacheco and Maddie Boyer. Sarah Baker eyes the second. This one is away. Bounces off, no good. Rebound, Sadie Hamilton puts it up off the glass and got it. Nice job by Sadie. Another offensive rebound. Six for Sadie Hamilton. Make a 23-16 streak. 16 seconds to play. Waltman gets it across midcourt right side. Now swings it over the left wing to Lunt. Now top of the key it goes to O'Dell. And the pass on the right wing is errant. And Waltman can't get her hands on it. Streaks get it back with 9.2 to play. 23-16, the Galesburg lead. Charleston will pick up with at least token full court pressure. Ty Peachy brings it across for the streaks with five. Now stops on the right wing with three. Top of the key, it's Jessica Howard. Three-pointer was blocked as the buzzer sounds, but still a pretty good first quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. After one, it's Galesburg 23, Charleston 16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25, and is convertible at that time to cash building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go, and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Baker Gym, Charleston High School, Tom Meredith along. The streaks lead 23-16 after one quarter over the undefeated Charleston girls, who were 15-0 coming in. Streaks 9-6. Maddie Boyer with the basketball, drives down the right side of the lane, now pulls it back out to the right wing. 3 seconds called on Shelby Pacheco, so a streaks turnover. Streaks have Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, Maddie Boyer, Ty Peachy, and Sarah Baker on the floor. Full court pressure once again. Waltman inbounds, and it comes to Brittany O'Dell. Back to Waltman. Waltman on the dribble, not yet across the timeline, crosses over, now crosses over back to the right side, still not across, finally gets it across the timeline, Dribbles down the right side, out on the right wing, gives to Megan Odell. Her three-pointer is up and no good. Rebound tipped around. Ball goes to the floor, tipped around again. Waltman comes down with it, lays it up, can't hit. Rebound tipped around again, and Ty Peachy able to run it down for the Streaks. Ty on the dribble, gets it across midcourt, right wing, goes to Jessica Howard, stops, fires a three. It's off the mark. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Brittany Odell. Streaks only with one three-pointer in the first quarter. Jessica Howard, all six of her points coming in the paint. Sadie Hamilton with six as well. 23-16, Streaks lead. 7:13 to play here in the first half. Right wing, this is Waltman for Charleston, trapped up. And a bump foul called on either Ty Peachy or Jessica Howard. We'll see who it goes against. It was called on Ty Peachy, and that is now the sixth team foul on the Galesburg Silver Streaks with 7:08 to play here in the first half. Back in to the Galesburg lineup, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer, Jamie Johnson. Also, Katarina Mangieri. Inbound comes down on the left block to Brittany Odell. Five-footer up, no good. Rebound to Jamie Johnson, and an over-the-back call is going to go against, let's see, it's going to be Brittany Odell. And that is going to be her second foul and the third team foul on Charleston. Bailey Boyer across midcourt, gets to Sadie Hamilton on the left wing. Sadie lost a handle, now picks up and gets to Jamie Johnson out high left side. Now between the circles to Bailey Boyer. Bailey puts it on the floor, now kicks to Mickey Rodriguez on the left side. Mickey gives to Jamie Johnson toward the left baseline, drives to the wing, now into the paint, stops, gives to Sadie Hamilton on the block's left side, up off the glass, rolls out, no good. Boy, that one nearly dropped in and popped back out somehow. And now, wow, a reaching foul. I don't think there was any contact. The Katarina Mangieri, there was a bit of a reach, but Katarina Mangieri got called for the foul. That's now seven on the Streaks. Three team fouls called on Charleston thus far. So now Charleston's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Haley Sparks will step to the free throw line. Sparks with 3 points on a three-pointer in the first quarter. 23-16, Streaks lead. First free throw is up, no good. Rebound comes down to Lunch. She turns around, puts up the baby hook, puts it up and in. She's got six. Make it 23-18, Streaks. Bailey Boyer on the right wing. Out between the circles to Jamie Johnson. Jamie dribbles right, stops on the right baseline. Now a bump call is going to go against Brittany Odell, and that is going to be, or rather, oh, I take that back. Oh, it was Brittany Odell. And that is her third foul. So Brittany Odell picks up her third foul, and this Charleston team is not deep by any means. They only played seven players last night, and Coach Miller indicated that in the pregame as well, that they don't play a lot of players. Back in for Galesburg, Megan Young, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, and Ty Peachy. This is Sarah Baker, top of the key. Actually, they're going to call Ty Peachy for a travel before she made the pass to Sarah. So the Streaks with another turnover with 6:25 to play here in the first half. 23-18 is the Galesburg lead. Full court pressure. Inbound comes to Haley Sparks. Sparks working against the pressure. Not yet across the timeline. Now gets it across left of the center circle. Sparks on the left wing. Knocked away by Shelby Pacheco. And Shelby runs it down, but the ball bounced on the sideline. So the Streaks aren't able to get possession of it. Nice defensive play by Shelby Pacheco. 6:15 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 23-18. Inbound comes to Haley Sparks. She's got it between the circles. Dribbles out of a trap. Gets to Waltman on the right wing. Waltman traveled with it. No call. Stops at the free throw line. Pass underneath to Lunt on the left side. Up off the glass. In and out. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. No good. And a third rebound comes down to Lunt once again. And she lost a handle on it. And what's the call going to be? Ball went out of bounds on the left side. They're going to say it went out on Charleston last, as Jessica Howard was there diving after it, and the ball went out along with a couple of Charleston players, went off of them last, so the Streaks have it with 5:55 to play in the half, leading 23-18. Sarah Baker gives to Ty Peachy at the top of the key. Now to Shelby Pacheco in the paint, gets hammered from both sides, and I believe it's going to go against Holly Waltman. We'll see who gets the call. There were a couple of white jerseys there, and it does go against Haley Sparks. So Sparks picks up her first foul. That is a 15 foul now on Charleston. Shelby Pacheco at the free throw line with two shots. First one is away and good. Shelby's first point of the ball game. Shelby was 1-for-2 from the line in yesterday's game. Back in for the Streaks, Maddie Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Katarina Mangieri, Mickey Rodriguez, as Sadie Hamilton waits to replace Shelby Pacheco. Shelby's second shot is away and good as well. So Sadie Hamilton will replace Shelby, make a 25-18 Streaks, 5:47 to play in the first half. Full court pressure, Waltman to inbound. And gets it into Lunt out near midcourt. Lunt looking for help, picked up her dribble, gets it back to Waltman. Waltman on the dribble, in the backcourt still. Still in the backcourt, looking for help on the dribble, picks it up, now gets it across to Lunt, or rather That's Odell. Right winger goes to Sparks. 18-footer up and no good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Lund. Back top of the key, Odell. Right winger goes to Sparks. She'll drive right baseline, leans in, puts it up off the glass and got it. Haley Sparks with her second basket, make a 25-20 streaks. Maddie Boyer, top of the key, gets to Jamie Johnson between the circles. She'll dribble right, runs down the paint right side. Runner is up off the glass and good. Nice move by Jamie Johnson. She's got four 27-20 streaks lead with 5:11 to play here in the first half. Waltman gets it in. And now running across midcourt right side, Ariel Finney. Nice pass on the left side. Actually tried to get it to, I think, Mickey Rodriguez. Got a hand on it, knocked it off of Lunt. So the streaks will bring it the length of the court with 5:02. Oh, no, it didn't. It did go off Mickey Rodriguez. So Charleston will have it on their own left baseline. Sarah Baker, Bailey Boyer, Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard back in for the streaks. Also in for Charleston, Madison Spence, 5'5", junior guard. 5:02 to play here in first half. Streaks. And the rebound comes out long on the right side to Finney. Finney gives to Megan Odell in the paint. Now kicks out to Sparks. She'll fire a three from the left wing and got it. Second three for Sparks. Make it 27-23. Streaks 4:43 to play in the half. Now Sarah Baker with it. Top of the key. Left baseline. Jessica Howard. She'll fire the three. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes out long. Bounces off of Waltman's hand. Sarah Baker runs it down. Gives to Jessica Howard. Drives in the paint. Runner up off the glass and got it. So that's eight for Jessica Howard, all coming from in the lane on drives. Mega 29-23 streaks, 4:22 to play in the first half, and the inbound pass nearly thrown away. Megan Odell able to run it down, goes down the left baseline, stops up off the glass and got it. Nobody cut her off that time. Megan Odell gets her second basket, 29-25 streaks. Nice look underneath. Shelby Pacheco up off the glass, got it and one on a nice look from Sarah Baker. And the foul's going to go against, let's see, Madison Spence picks up the foul. That is her first, and a nice job by Shelby Pacheco, able to get it up as she's getting pushed in the back. Got it up off the glass and in, and a chance at the traditional three-point play. 31-25 streaks lead, 4:10 to play in the first half. So Shelby Pacheco with the free throw line for the streaks. Her shot is up. No good. Wow. Missed the iron. Just caught the bottom of the glass on that one. Haven't seen her miss that bad before. Jennifer Markley checks in for the streaks. She'll replace Shelby Pacheco. Streaks lead 31-25, 4:10 to play in the half. Waltman inbound, full court pressure. In it comes to Sparks. Sparks on the dribble, cross midcourt. Ball knocked away by Ty Peachy, but coming down with it is Spence. Spence is overthrows Lunt, and boy, I'm not sure where that pass was going. Went right to the Galesburg bench, though, and the streaks will bring it the length of the court. 4 minutes to play in the half. Ty Peachy to trigger the offense. Right wing to Jennifer Markley, top of the key. It's Jamie Johnson now on high left side. Ty Peachy gives right wing to Mickey Rodriguez. Three is up, in and out, no good. Rims have not been kind to the streaks. Rebound, Ty Peachy. Jamie Johnson, right baseline, three-pointer, rolls off, no good. Rebound goes to the floor, and a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward Charleston. Nice hustle again by the streaks. 31-25, the Galesburg lead, 3:43 to play here in the first half. Full court pressure, inbound comes to Sparks. Sparks on the dribble, now picks it up, looking for help. Looking, finally gets it to Finney. She'll bring it across midcourt right side. Pass knocked away by Mickey Rodriguez. And the Trojans will have it at midcourt. Back in for Galesburg, it'll be Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Katarina Mangieri, and Bailey Boyer. 3:33 to play. Back in for Charleston, Megan Odell will replace Ariel Finney. Ariel spelled A-R-Y-E-L. 3:33 to play in the half. Streaks lead 31-25. Inbounding will be Waltman. Inbound pass comes to Sparks. Drives into the paint. Scoops up a 10-footer. No good. Rebound tipped around. And Sparks comes down with it. Puts it up. And she's going to be fouled by Bailey Boyer. So Haley Sparks goes to the free throw line with two shots. Bailey Boyer picks up her first foul. And that'll be 18 fouls now on the streaks. 3:27 to play first half. Charleston coming in with a 15-0 record. Had a tight one last night with a Taylorville team that came in with a 2-8 record. But Charleston able to pick up the win 59-53. First free throw up and good for Sparks. She's got nine, and the streak lead is now 31-26. 3:27 to play here in the first half. Galesburg High boys in action immediately following this game. They will take on the Charleston boys. That game's set to get underway. Well, it'll start 10 minutes after this one gets over. Second shot up and no good. Bailey Boyer with it. Gives out high left side to Sarah Baker. Sarah now between the circles on the dribble, gives to Bailey Boyer on the right wing. Bailey brings it back toward the top of the key, picks up and gives to Sarah Baker, top of the key. Sarah dribbles right, pulls it out on the wing, looks for some help, and hands off to Jessica Howard. Jess dribbles out, stops, top of the key, gives out high left side to Bailey Boyer. Now Bailey between the circles, hands off to Sarah Baker. 3 minutes now to play in the first half. Give and go, Bailey Boyer. Sarah Baker lays it up off the glass and got it. Nice job moving the ball once again by the Streaks. A nice give and go, Bailey Boyer to Sarah Baker, make a 33-26 streak. Sarah with four. Cross midcourt, this is Megan O'Dell for Charleston. Drives to the top of the key, kicks out now to Sparks. Now on the block's right side, Waltman leans in, and the shot's going to be no good. The foul was on the floor, but Waltman will go to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. Foul goes against Sarah Baker. That'll be her second foul. And now 19 fouls on the streak, so Holly Waltman will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. 2:42 to play here in the first half. Checking back in for the Streaks, Megan Young, Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, Sarah Nelson, and Sadie Hamilton. 33-26 Streaks lead. Streaks with only 1 3-pointer thus far in the game, but still have pretty much been in control throughout, been able to play very well in the half court and get some penetration and some easy looks. Waltman at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. She'll get the bonus. She's got 6 on the game, including a 3-pointer. Ariel Finney checks back in for Charleston, replacing Madison Spence. 2:42 to play in the half, 33-27 Streaks lead. Holly Waltman at the free throw line, second shot away, and this one is good as well. Make it 33-28. No full court pressure thus far from Charleston. Sarah Nelson with it, top of the key, straight on, 3-pointer off the back iron, no good. Mickey Rodriguez couldn't reel the rebound in, and it's Finney coming up with it for Charleston. Sparks with it, not yet across the timeline, dribbles left, now gets it across to Megan O'Dell on the left side. Ball knocked away by Mickey Rodriguez, and Sarah Nelson dives after a tie-up called, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Nice job by Sarah Nelson, got the face mask in as she'd gotten hit in the nose a few weeks ago, and diving after the ball, still going in there with no fear, as she always does. Nice job by Mickey Rodriguez to knock the pass away, and Sarah Nelson able to get the tie-up. Left wing, this is Megan Young, 2:17 to play. Streaks lead 33-28. Left wing now goes to Mickey Rodriguez, fires a three. It's long, and the rebound comes out to Lunt for Charleston. Lunt brings it across midcourt, gives to Waltman, left to the center circle. She'll dribble into the center circle now, kicks over to the left wing to O'Dell. That's Megan O'Dell. Now on the left wing, it goes to Waltman. Waltman swings it over to the right wing to Sparks. She fires a three, can't hit, weak side rebound. Sadie Hamilton had her hands on it, knocked away by Waltman. It went out of bounds, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Back in for the Streaks, Sarah Baker, Bailey Boyer, Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, and Jessica Howard. 1:50 to play in the half. Streaks lead 33-28. Bailey Boyer on the dribble, gets to Shelby Pacheco on the left wing, out high left side to Sarah Baker, now out high right side to Bailey Boyer. Bailey looks over the defense, puts on the floor, gives to Jessica Howard. She'll dribble left, takes it to the top of the key, and gives to Maddie Boyer. And Maddie's going to be called for the travel, shuffled the feet before she put it on the floor. Streaks, I don't have track of the turnovers, but it's more than they would like to see in a half. 1:34 to play. Streaks lead 33-28. Waltman to inbound, and it comes to Finney. And now, wow, I'm not sure what the official on the near side of the court, nowhere near the play, called a foul on Jessica Howard. And Evan Massey's up questioning that. Wow. That is 10 team fouls now on the Streaks. First on Jessica Howard, so 2 shots for Ariel Finney. I did not see that. And Evan Massey still discussing with the official. 1:33 to play, 33-28 Streaks lead. So Ariel Finney will step to the free throw line. Finney, a 5'9 sophomore for Charleston. First shot is up and hits nothing but the side of the glass. She'll have another. Streaks have pretty much been in control throughout this first half, even without hitting more than 1 3. Second shot up, this one is good. Make it 33-29. This is Bailey Boyer on the dribble and has it knocked away. Ball goes to the floor. Bailey gets it back. Now Sarah Baker picks it up. Nice look to the left baseline, up and in. Shelby Pacheco got it and one. She's fouled from behind by Sparks. And that'll be the second foul on Sparks. Nice look from Sarah Baker to Shelby Pacheco on the left block. Shelby got it up and in. Another chance at the three-point play. 6 points for Shelby Pacheco. 1:24 to play. Streaks lead 35-29. Shelby eyes a shot. It's up, rolls off, no good. So the Streaks, after shooting very well from the line last night, not hitting too well from the line this afternoon, but still holding on to a 35-29 lead. Long downcourt pass to Waltman, drives in right side up off the glass and got it. Got that one uncontested. Make it 35-31, 1:11 to play now. Bailey Boyer's pass is stolen away. This is Megan Odell, runs it down left side. Pass to the right side to Sparks, up off the glass and got it. 35-33, a minute to play in the first half as this Charleston crowd starting to come to life a bit. Sarah Baker with it, drives to the right baseline, kicks out to Jessica Howard, fires a long three from the right side. It's long, rebound comes down to Lunt for Charleston. 48 seconds to play. Sparks runs it down the right side, into the paint, stops and lost the handle on it. Ball goes to the floor. Jessica Howard tips it, and coming up with it is Bailey Boyer. Gives to Sarah Baker. 3-on-2 break. Sarah swings it to the left baseline to Maddie Boyer. She'll fire the three and got it. Maddie Boyer with her second three of the game and make it 38-33 Streaks with 30 seconds to play. Inbound pass knocked away. And checking in for the Streaks, Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton, and Jamie Johnson. Charleston will bring the length of the four with 29.4 seconds to play. Streaks lead 38-33. So every time Charleston's made a little mini run, Streaks have been able to stop it and make a little run of their own. This is Waltman with it with 25 seconds to play. Cross midcourt, down it goes to Finney on the left wing with 20 seconds to play. Pass stolen away by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie across midcourt, Ty Peachy runs it down right side, leans in up off the glass and got it. Four for Ty, 11 seconds to play, 40-33 Streaks. This is Waltman with it in the backcourt. Pass knocked away by Ty Peachy in midcourt. Nice job once again on the full court pressure. 5.9 seconds to play. Just don't want to give up an easy one here. Waltman will inbound from right at the center line. And a couple of these Charleston players are very fatigued. Waltman was just leaning down, holding her shorts. 5.9 seconds to play, so they're not used to this kind of pace. Waltman to inbound. In it comes in the backcourt to Sparks. 4 seconds to play. Long pass. Waltman brings it down left wing. 1 second to play. Won't even get a shot up. And that can't count. There's no way that can count. Wow. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? She had stopped her. Oh, and they gave her a three on it. There is no way that ball, that basket should. The time ran out when she was still holding the ball. Then she shouted after the buzzer went, and they gave a three-pointer to Waltman. Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. And Evan Massey's questioning that. And one, I don't even think she was behind the arc, number one, but there's no way that shot was off before the buzzer went. And Evan Massey's talking with him. I mean, by the time when she got the pass, there was a little over a second to play. She took a dribble, then stopped, picked up. The buzzer went. She shot. Wow. Well, we're at halftime. We'll take a break. Streaks with the lead at the half. It's Galesburg 40, Charleston 36. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow Seed and CPS, you can be sure you are getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Dustin Weber with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 337-4516.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's
Auto. and on she went about how it was the best $10 she ever spent. Hey, I'm cute and cuddly, but I'm messy. For $10, my person picks up a Krypton mat. It blocks odors, stains, moisture, and bacteria. Plus, it's waterproof, easy to clean, and made right here in the U.S. of A. She says this Krypton mat works great under my food and water moles. She even put one on the sofa.
Where there's a problem, there's a solution. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT, in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today, 343-2428.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin Halftime Report, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back here at Baker Gym, Charleston High School, second round of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. The Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team leading the host Trojans 40-36 at the half. Streaks led 23-16 at the end of the first quarter. They were outscored 20-17 in that second quarter, and actually should have been even as a three-pointer that came after the buzzer. Number one, I didn't think it was a three. I think she stepped inside the line. Number two, the shot was well after the buzzer, but they ended up counting a three-pointer by Holly Woltman after the buzzer, so the Trojans outscored the Streaks by three in that quarter. But the Streaks holding on to a 40-36 lead, and what's interesting is the fact that the Streaks have only hit a couple of threes, both of those coming from Maddie Boyer early on, and Coach Miller said they were going to be very conscious of guarding out on the three-point line, and they've done that, but the Streaks have done a nice job of those guards getting some dribble penetration. Jessica Howard with 8 points, all of those coming in paint. So Streaks have done a nice job countering what Charleston's done defensively against him. Glad to have you along on the Halftime Show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Once again at the half, 40-36, Streaks with the lead. Our Halftime Scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Streaks girls a winner last night in a big way over Urbana. Streaks boys had pretty good, at least three quarters with Edwardsville last night, a very good Edwardsville team, one of the top teams in the state, but couldn't hang on. Edwardsville with the win last night. This morning, the Taylorville girls were victorious over Urbana. The Edwardsville boys, no problem. In fact, they had continuous clock the game just before this against the Taylorville boys. And coming up immediately following this game will be the Galesburg Silver Streak boys taking on Charleston. That game, like we said, will start 10 minutes after this one is over, so they're not putting a whole lot of time on the clock in between the games. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
There's nothing like the sweet, sensuous allure of
chocolate.
And once your mind gets set on
chocolate,
you've got to have it. So head over to McDonald's for a McCafe hot
chocolate
or mocha. Real steamed milk blended with oodles of velvety
chocolate
syrup, fluffy whipped cream, and topped off with a decadent
chocolate
drizzle. McCafe your day with a mocha or hot
chocolate
at participating McDonald's. This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Sunshine today and a high near 25. Cloudy tonight, low of 16, but temps could rise after midnight. Snow likely Wednesday, maybe 1 to 2 inches of accumulation and a high of 32. Snow likely, low 26 Wednesday night, light accumulation. 29 with a chance of snow showers Thursday morning. It's currently 23 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Charleston Trojans 40-36. Our halftime stats brought to you by Credit Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Streaks led by a couple of players with 8 points in the first half. Jessica Howard all coming from inside the paint. 8 points for Maddie Boyer. A couple of threes for Maddie. Also a couple of free throws. 6 points for Shelby Pacheco. 4 for Sarah Baker. 4 for Ty Peachy. 6 for Sadie Hamilton all in the first quarter. 4 points for Jamie Johnson. Streaks just 4 for 8 from the free throw line in the first half. For Charleston, they were led by Holly Woltman. She had 12 points, including a couple of threes. 11 points for Haley Sparks, including a couple of threes. 4 for Megan Odell. 2 points for Brittany Odell, 6 for April Lunt, 1 point for Ariel Finney. Charleston 4 for 7 from the free throw line in the first half. That's going to wrap up the halftime show brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Just about ready to get the second half underway. Streaks come out with Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, and Shelby Pacheco for Charleston. It will be same way they started the game. Lunt, Brittany Odell, Megan Odell, Sparks, and Woltman. Woltman will inbound from near midcourt as Charleston has it to start the second half. And the inbound pass knocked away immediately by Jessica Howard goes back out of bounds. And Woltman will trigger once again. Woltman inbound, in it comes. Ball, nope, stolen away by Shelby Pacheco. Gives to Jessica Howard, runs it down the right side, stops, lays it up off the glass, got it. Nope, they're going to call Jess for the travel. I couldn't, from this angle, I think that might have been a good call. She tried to stop instead of just going straight up with a layup. She tried to stop and got called for the travel, so the Streaks turned it over. 7:55 to play, third quarter. This is Lunt, gets back to Woltman, still in the backcourt against full court pressure. Woltman on the dribble, gets it across to Megan Odell. Megan Odell, top of the key, brings it down to the left side, now back out left to the center circle. Now dribble, stops at the left elbow, gives left baseline to Sparks. Sparks inside to Lunt on the block, left side, got free up off the glass and got it. So Lunt with 8 and make it 40-38 Streaks. Ty Peachy to the left wing gives to Maddie Boyer. Maddie lost the handle on it. Then the Streaks turn it over for the second time here in the second half already. 7:29 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 40-38. Full court pressure. This is Sparks with it. Gets it across midcourt left side. Brings it down on the blocks left side into Brittany Odell. She gets it up off the glass and in. So we are tied for the first time since 2. 40-40, 7:17 to play. Jessica Howard, right wing, puts up the three off the back iron, bounces high, no good. And it bounced up, and the official said it hit the cable up above the basket. I didn't know if they would call that because I saw in one of the games earlier that happened, and they didn't blow the whistle. So it'll be Charleston bringing it the length of the court. Sadie Hamilton, Katarina Mangieri, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Jamie Johnson in for the Streaks. Downcourt pass comes to Brittany Odell, nearly stolen away by Mickey Rodriguez. Now this is Megan Odell on the dribble. Pushes off. No call. Swing it to the right wing to Sparks. She'll drive into the paint. Nice look underneath to Woltman from straight on. Five-footer off the glass. Got it. Woltman with 14, and Charleston has her first lead since 2-0. This is Sadie Hamilton on the right block. Got it up off the glass. Couldn't hit, but she's fouled by Lunt. And that'll be the first foul on April Lunt. Sadie Hamilton goes to the free throw line with two shots. Sadie with 6 points in the game. Streaks trail 42-40, 6:54 to play here in the third quarter. Charleston coming in, as we said, with a 15-0 record. The Streaks at 9-6. First free throw for Sadie is up and good. 7 points for Sadie on the afternoon. Make it 42-41, Charleston. Sadie eyes the second. It's away, and this one is good. So 8 points for Sadie Hamilton. We're tied at 42. Sparks long down court pass to Odell. Left baseline, Megan Odell traveled with it. Yeah, they're going to make that call. It was Brittany Odell to Megan Odell. She took a couple of steps, and the Streaks get it back on the Charleston turnover. Their second of the quarter. We're tied at 42, 6:48 to play, third quarter. This is Jamie Johnson, gets to Sadie Hamilton out high right side, right wing to Bailey Boyer. Now top of the key, Mickey Rodriguez fires a long three, off the rim, no. Rebound comes out long. Jamie Johnson lost a handle on it. Now this is Lunt. She'll run it all the way down right side, laid up off the glass, uncontested. Nobody stepped in front of her. She's got 10 and make it 44-42. Mickey Rodriguez, three for the right wing, is short. Hurried that one a little bit. Rebound comes out long to Megan Odell for Charleston. His way to Sparks, three-on-two break. Pass to the left side. Waltman stops, drives into the paint, pulls up with a five-footer. No, it's partially blocked, but a foul's going to be called, I believe, on Sadie Hamilton. May have gotten her with the body. It does go against Sadie. That's her second foul. First team foul on the Streaks in the second half, so Holly Waltman going to the free throw line with two shots. Waltman with 14 points on the afternoon with 6:16 to play in the third quarter. Waltman at 5'10". Forward for Charleston. First shot is up and good. Pretty good all-around player. She inbounds it for Charleston every time. She does the majority of the ball handling against the press. She's hit a couple of threes. She's hit from the free throw line. She scored inside as well. And she's got 15 points. Back in for Galesburg, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, and Megan Young. 45-42. This is actually the biggest lead of the ball game for Charleston. Now make it 46-42 as the second shot is up and good for Waltman. 6:15 to play, third quarter. Ty Peachy on the dribble, has it knocked away. Ball goes to the floor in the paint, and Ty gets tied up. Fortunately for the Streaks, possession arrow points their way. As Ty split the defenders, the ball got knocked away kind of off of her knee, so she had to dive after it in the paint and really couldn't do anything except try to hold on and hope for the tie-up. Megan Young inbound on the left baseline, and it comes to Sarah Baker. Now Ty Peachy out high left side to Jessica Howard, left wing. Jess drives into the paint, kicks out to Megan Young. She'll stop and fire the three from the right side and got it. First three of the ball game for Megan, and 46-45 now. Charleston leads, 5:54 to play. Steal by Ty Peachy on the inbound. Left wing, Megan Young fires a three. This one's short, and the rebound comes to Ty Peachy. Lay it up off the glass a little bit short, and the rebound comes down. There's a foul, and who's it going to go against? Is it going to be Charleston or Galesburg? I don't know who they're calling. They're going to call Shelby Pacheco for going over the back, and that is going to be the second on Shelby. And that'll be the second team foul on the Streaks in the quarter. 5:46 to play in the third. Streaks lead 46-45. Inbound comes to Megan O'Dell. Now it's Lunt across midcourt right side. Two-on-two break cut off by Ty Peachy. Lunt looking for help now and gets it out on the right wing to Megan O'Dell. O'Dell on the dribble, brings it between the circle. Stop, traveled, no call. Ball to the floor, gets it back and started dribbling again. Got it to Lunt, couldn't hit the five-footer. Rebound on the left side. Brittany O'Dell puts it up and in. Make it 45. Charleston ball knocked away by Megan O'Dell. Streaks will bring it from three-quarters court back into the Galesburg lineup. Jamie Johnson, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Katerina Mangieri, and Mickey Rodriguez. 5:22 to play, third quarter. Streaks trail 48-45. They were up 40-36 at the half. Sadie Hamilton, right wing, out high right side. Jamie Johnson, top of the key to Maddie Boyer. Right wing, it goes to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the three and got it. First of the ball game for Mickey. Hopefully the Streaks are going to start to heat up. They've got four in the game now. We're tied at 48, 5:06 to play. And it comes to Brittany O'Dell. And a steal by Mickey Rodriguez. Stops, top of the key, fires a three, off the rim, short, right on target, a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Waltman for Charleston. She's down there by herself trying to break the press. Finally gets it across to Sparks. Sparks out near midcourt. Now gives left wing to Megan O'Dell. O'Dell drives baseline, leans in, and I thought there was going to be a travel call, but they're going to call a foul on who? Maddie Boyer? I'm going to say it was on the floor. No, it goes against Jamie Johnson. I mean, it looked to me that Megan Odello just lost her footing as she was going baseline, but Jamie Johnson gets called for the foul. Her first 13 foul on the Streaks. 4:46 to play, third quarter. Back in, Bailey Boyer, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, Megan Young, and Jessica Howard for the Streaks. Waltman inbounds out between the circles to Sparks. Now Megan Odell, and she traveled. This time they're going to call it. She's done that same thing five or six times, and I think that's only the second time they've called it on her. So the Streaks get it back on the Charleston turnover with 4:44 to play. We are tied at 48. Sarah Baker to inbound. Bailey Boyer will set the offense for the Streaks against the Charleston man-to-man. Right wing to Shelby Pacheco outside the three-point arc. Gives out high right side to Sarah Baker. Top of the key now, Bailey Boyer. Back to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Puts on the floor. Gives to Bailey. Top of the key. Penetrates. Kicks out to Megan Young. Left wing. Three-pointer is away. No good. Rebound comes down to Lunt for Charleston. Lunt gets to Woltman. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Now it's Sparks. He'll get it across midcourt right side. Down on the blocks right side. Pass knocked away. Nice job by Sarah Baker as it was Madison Spence in for Charleston trying to get it to Brittany Odell. Sarah Baker got there and broke it up. And Woltman will inbound from the left baseline for Charleston. 4:19 to play third quarter. We're tied at 48. Woltman inbound. In the paint it goes to Lunt. Leans in up off the glass. Got it. That shouldn't have happened. Streaks just fell asleep on that one. Lunt gets it up and in. She's got six in the quarter. 12 for the game. Now a pass is overthrown and the Streaks turn it over. With 4:11 to play, trailing 50-48. Back in for Galesburg, Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, Maddie Boyer, Jennifer Markley, and Jamie Johnson. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. Trailing 50-48. 4:11 to play, third quarter. Second round of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Inbound comes to Sparks. Nearly traveled with it. Gets it off to Odell. Megan Odell across midcourt left side. And it's pass knocked away by Jamie Johnson. Oh, a jump ball call. Jamie had ripped it away, and Spence went over her back. But they call a jump ball. By the time the whistle blew, Jamie had possession of it. And the possession arrow now points toward Charleston. So they'll inbound from their own right baseline. Woltman will do the honors with 4:03 to play. And it comes on the right baseline to Odell. Now it's Spence with it out high right side. Right baseline to Woltman. Swings it over to Sparks on the left wing. Nice look underneath to Brittany Odell. Lost the handle. Now gets it back. Puts up the five-footer off the glass. Rolls off no good. Woltman down with a rebound up off the glass. Can't hit. And now Jamie Johnson with a rebound. Another jump ball called. And over the it was Spence and Odell both going over Jamie's back with no call. But fortunately for the Streaks, the possession arrow points their way. 3:47 to play. Here in quarter number three, Jamie Johnson out between the circles looking over the defense. And now a foul is going to be called on Jennifer Markley. She was trying to fight through a pick, and I think she had gotten pushed first. And they call her for a hold. I mean, she was just trying to fight through a pick. You got to be kidding. Wow. So Jennifer Markley picks up. That's now 14 fouls on Galesburg, one called on Charleston. 3:39 to play. Here in the third quarter, Streaks trail 50-48. Wow. Yeah, and Jennifer was, I mean, she just had gotten sandwiched trying to get through there. And now Woltman has it across. Three-on-one break. Ty gets back to help. Right baseline, Brittany Odell can't hit the 10-footer. Rebound comes out long to Mickey Rodriguez. Jamie Johnson with it now. Hands to Ty Peachy. She'll bring it across midcourt right side. Now right baseline, Mickey Rodriguez. She'll stop and fire the three. Partially blocked. Rebound off the hands of Jennifer Markley. Spence runs it down. And they're going to say she stepped on the end line, so the Streaks will get it back with 3:17 to play. Back in for Galesburg, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Katarina Mangieri, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker. Streaks trail 50-48, 3:17 to play, third quarter. Katarina Mangieri to inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. And it comes to Shelby Pacheco on the right wing. Swing it to Sarah Baker, left side, left baseline. Katarina Mangieri fires a three and got it! So the first for Katarina, and make it 51-50. Streaks with a lead. Inbound knocked away. Woltman gets it back, and now Bailey Boyer knocks another one away. And ball goes out of bounds. Charleston will have it. They'll bring it from three-quarter courts. With 3:04 to play in the third quarter, Streaks retake the lead 51-50. And it comes to Megan Odell. Back to Woltman. Traveled with it. No call. Gets it across midcourt. Now a reach. Are you kidding me? Woltman traveled with the ball before she put it on the floor. Now Shelby Pacheco gets called for a reach, and that's her third foul. 15th foul now on the Streaks. One called on Charleston in this half. Very similar to the way the game with Taylorville started last night. Taylorville had an early lead, but a lot of bad calls went against them early on. And now Charleston turns it over, throws it away on the inbound, and the Streaks will have it at midcourt as nobody touched it that time. So they'll have it just in front of the scorer's table where actually, it'll be on the Charleston side of the floor where Charleston was inbounding from. 2:58 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 51-50 lead. This is Sarah Baker out high left side. Left wing to Katarina Mangieri. Dribbles right. Now stops. Picks up. Looks for help. Gives to Jessica Howard. Left baseline. Fires a three. Off the back iron. No good. Katarina Mangieri got a hand on the rebound. Looks like it went off Woltman last. Should be Streaks' ball. And it is, as Katarina Mangieri will inbound from the left baseline. 2:47 to play. 51-50 Streaks lead. Cat will inbound from the left baseline. In comes to Sarah Baker on the left wing. Out high left side to Bailey Boyer. Bailey gives to Jessica Howard left wing. She'll penetrate. Gets into the paint. Now kicks out to Sarah Baker. She'll penetrate inside. Scoops up a shot. Off the glass. No. She got bumped, and she's going to be called for the travel. I mean, she got bumped. That's why she traveled. Stop. Tried to go up for the shot. Got pushed. And no call. So the Streaks with a turnover with 2:37 to play. 51-50 the Galesburg lead. They'll pick up with full court pressure. Woltman inbound, and it comes to Sparks. Sparks dribbles down left side, gets it across midcourt, stops on the left wing, picks up her dribble, looks for help. Pass stolen away by Ty Peachy. Ty runs it down the left side. She'll lay it up with the left hand off the glass and got it. Nice hustle by Ty Peachy. She's got six. Make it 53-50 Streaks, 2:20 to play. Woltman with it in the backcourt. Gets it across midcourt right side. Now swings it over to the left baseline to Sparks. Sparks outside the three-point arc. Now gets it out between the circles to Megan Odell. Odell picks up, gives back to Sparks. Now on the blocks, Brittany Odell, and Jamie Johnson is going to be called for the reach from behind. That'll be the second on Jamie. Sixth team foul now on the Streaks with 2:07 to play in the third quarter. 53-50 the Galesburg lead. Woltman will inbound from the left baseline for Char. Actually, they're going to switch it up. This time it'll be Sparks to inbound from the left baseline for Charleston. And it comes to Brittany Odell. Now it's Woltman out between the circles. Right wing goes to Sparks. She'll fire the three-pointer and got it. That is a third of the game for Sparks. She's got 14. We're tied at 53. Mickey Rodriguez fires a three for the right wing for the Streaks. It's an air ball. Rebound comes out long, and Megan Young couldn't get, or rather a Ty Peachy. Yeah, it was Megan Young trying to get to it. Sparks kind of blocked her from getting to it. And the ball will come back the other way with 1:51 to play. Sarah Baker, Bailey Boyer, Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard back in for the Streaks. 1:51 to play here in the third quarter, tied at 53. Long down court pass, got behind the defense. Lunt runs it down, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer, bounces off, no good, and now over the back's got to be called on Lunt, I hope. Thank you very much. April Lunt gets called for her second foul, just the second team foul on Charleston here in the second half, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. 1:47 now to play in the quarter. We're tied at 53. Bailey Boyer will trigger for the Streaks. Gives to Sarah Baker out high left side. Now top of the key, Shelby Pacheco, right wing to Bailey Boyer. Bailey dribbles left, picks up, gives to Jessica Howard. She'll dribble left, stops, gives to Maddie Boyer, fakes the three, drives into the paint. Nice look underneath to Shelby Pacheco. The ball got knocked away. Shelby kicks out to Bailey Boyer. Now to her sister, Maddie. Three-pointer up, no good. Jessica Howard with the rebound. Up off the glass, can't hit, but a foul is going to be called on Woltman. That'll be her first foul. Third team foul now on Charleston. With 1:25 to play, going to the free throw line will be Jessica Howard with two shots. Jessica with 8 points, all coming inside the, not only inside the three-point arc, but inside the paint in that first half. And the Streaks and Charleston tied at 53. First free throw is up and good. Nine for Jess. Streaks lead 54-53, 1:25 to play. Here in quarter number three, Galesburg High boys and Charleston boys will do battle immediately following this game. We have 10 minutes in between. Second shot up and good for Jess as well. She's got 10, 55-53 Streaks lead. Inbound comes to Megan Odell. Now it's Lunt across midcourt, two-on-one break. Lunt in the paint, gets on the right baseline to Megan Odell. Five-footer up, good. Rebound tipped around. Finally, Bailey Boyer runs it down for the Streaks. Bailey on the run across midcourt, right side, all the way down, split the defenders, put it up, no good, but a foul is going to be called on, who's it going to go? Is it Woltman? Yep, it does go against. No, it was not called on Woltman. It was Sparks. That'll be her third foul, fourth team foul now on. Oh, they said the foul wasn't on the shot. But a nice crossover dribble move by Bailey Boyer. They said the foul was before the shot. And the Streaks will inbound for their own left baseline. 1:11 to play in the third quarter. Galesburg leads 55-53. Charleston coming in with a 15-0 record. The Streaks at 9-6. Maddie Boyer to inbound. In it comes to Sarah Baker on the block's right side. Loss of handle. Sarah has to dive after it. And the ball goes to the floor. Coming up with it is Charleston. This is Sparks on the dribble across midcourt. Pass stolen away by Jessica Howard. Nice job defensively by Jess. Gets it to Bailey Boyer. Bailey on the dribble across midcourt left side. Gets to Sarah Baker in the center circle. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Sarah drives right side. Puts it up. No. But she's fouled by I believe, yeah, Brittany Odell. And that's going to be the fourth foul on Brittany Odell. 51.8 to play here in the quarter. Going to the free throw line, Sarah Baker with two shots. She was 0 for 2 in the first half from the line. 4 points for Sarah. So Brittany Odell with four, Haley Sparks with three, and not a very deep bench for this Charleston team. First free throw up, in and out, no good. Wow. Streaks just 4 for 8 in the first half. But now four for five here in the second half. 51.8 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 55-53. Sarah Baker at the free throw line. Second shot away, and it is good. Back in for the Streaks, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Katarina Mangieri, Mickey Rodriguez, and Sadie Hamilton. Streaks pick up with full court pressure, leading 56-53. And it comes to Sparks, back to Woltman. Woltman on the dribble in the backcourt. Long down court pass goes to Finney. Now this is Sparks. Nice job by Sadie Hamilton. Got the steal. Had to save it inbounds to Ty Peachy. Long down court pass to Mickey Rodriguez. Knocked away. Streaks will have it, though. Should be that way. The officials are looking at each other. Yeah, thank you very much. I was going to say it was Megan O'Dell that knocked it away, so the Streaks will have it on their own right baseline with 34.7 seconds to play. Nice defensive play on this end by Sadie Hamilton. Jamie Johnson gets to Ty Peachy out high right side with 30 seconds to play. Right baseline, Mickey Rodriguez dribbles left, stops on the wing, gives to Ty Peachy, top of the key. Ty penetrates. Nice look underneath. Sadie Hamilton got hammered from behind by Sparks, and that's going to be the fourth foul on Haley Sparks. Sparks with 14 points in the game. Now she's got four fouls with 23.9 to play here in the third quarter. So Sadie Hamilton goes to the free throw line with two shots. Sadie with 8 points in the game. Streaks lead 56-53. Sparks didn't like the call, but there's no way she got all ball on that. She's only about they have her listed at 5'4". Sadie's shot is up and good. Nine for Sadie Hamilton. 23.9 to play. Streaks now with a 57-33 lead. Into the ball game is Sam Maxey, a 5'3 junior. She replaces Sparks. Second shot for Sadie is short. Gets her own rebound. Leans in up off the glass and got it. Great hustle by Sadie Hamilton. She's got 11. Make it 59-53 streak. 16 seconds to play in the quarter. This is Finney across midcourt left side with 12. Gives to Maxey. Now back to Finney on the blocks. Kicks to Woltman inside. Travel. No call. Five-footer from straight on up and good by Woltman. 3 seconds to play. Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, right wing, fires a three. Off the back iron, no good. And we have played three quarters of basketball. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 59, the Charleston Trojans 55. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all, roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
Live coverage of GHS girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Highlighting local sports every weekend. It's WGIL Sports Saturday. Hear from coaches, players, administrators, and others. Saturday morning at 8 on WGIL.
Back at Baker Gym, Charleston High School, heading into the fourth quarter, the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a 59-55 lead. The teams played even with 19 points apiece in that third quarter. Charleston with the ball to start quarter number four. This is Megan O'Dell in the backcourt, gets across into the front court, working against Jessica Howard and Shelby Pacheco, trapped up. Now a steal by Jessica Howard. Goes to the floor, gets knocked down. Oh, she's going to be called for a travel. Are you kidding me? Got knocked to the floor as she was trying to make the pass, and they called her for the travel. Wow. 7:51 to play in the ball game. Streaks with a 59-55 lead. Charleston actually took a three-point lead in that third quarter. Streaks able to fight back and retake the lead. In the center circle goes to Finney. Finney on the dribble, goes to the right side, now brings it back out, gets to Woltman right of the center circle. Woltman on the dribble, goes right baseline to Maxey. Pass knocked away by Maddie Boyer. Finney able to get it back. Now what? Another foul called on Shelby Pacheco away from the ball. Wow, that is four on Shelby. I'm not sure where that one came from either. There was a loose ball at the time. And that is the 17th foul now on the streak. So going to the free throw line will be Ariel Finney with a chance of the one and bonus. Finney was 1 for 2 from the line in the first half. 7:40 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 59-55. First free throw no good. Rebound comes out long. Woltman brings it down, puts up the five-footer, gets it up off the glass and in. She's got 20 for the game. Now Streaks pass knocked away. 20 for Woltman in the game. Streaks pass knocked away. They'll get it back on their own right baseline. Brittany Odell back in for Charleston. She's playing with four fouls. Sparks on the bench right now. She's got four fouls. Inbound. Actually, Sparks is back on the floor, and the inbound pass goes off the hands of Sarah Baker, so the Streaks turn it over with 7.5 minutes to play with a two-point lead, 59-57. Full court pressure inbound comes to Sparks. Back to Woltman. Woltman on the dribble, still in the backcourt. Gets it across under the basket is Brittany Odell. Shot blocked by Sarah Baker. Nice hustle by Sarah getting back and got the blocked shot. And on the left baseline, Woltman will inbound for Charleston. Back into the Streaks lineup, Jamie Johnson, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Megan Young, and Vicky Rodriguez. 7:20 to play. Now it'll be Sparks will come and trigger for Charleston. And it comes to Brittany Odell, left wing, top of the key. This is Woltman. Goes to the right wing to Sparks, drives baseline, stops, pulls up with a five-footer up off the glass and got it. She's got 16 in the game, and we're tied at 59, 7:09 to play. Jamie Johnson, top of the key, dribbles right, goes down the right side of the lane, lays it up off the glass, got it. Nice take by Jamie Johnson. She's got six, and the Streaks lead 61-59. Full court pressure, and it comes to Megan Odell, right back to Woltman. Now this is Lund across midcourt right side. Drives down to the right wing, picks up, looks for help, and gets it to Woltman running down the right side of the paint, lays it up off the glass and got it. That's 22 for Woltman, and we're tied at 61. Quickly back the other way. Bailey Boyer tried to get to Sadie Hamilton on the running down the court, overthrew her a little bit, and the Streaks turn it over with 6:41 to play. We're tied at 61. Back in for Galesburg, Ty Peachy, Katarina Mangieri, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, and Shelby Pacheco. Woltman to inbound against the full court pressure. Looking. Finally gets it across midcourt to Lunt. Lunt swinging to the left wing to Sparks in the paint. Brittany Odell, five-footer up, no good. Lunt down with a rebound up off the glass and got it. A lot of offensive rebounds for April Lunt and this Charleston team. Nice look from Ty Peachy to Shelby Pacheco breaking to the basket. She gets it up and in, and we are tied at 63. 6:20 to play, and now a reach foul is going to be called against Jessica Howard. That'll be her second, and that's the eighth team foul now on the streak. So we'll walk it down this way. Going to the free throw line, I believe it's going to be Haley Sparks, and she'll have a chance at the one and bonus. 16 in the game for Sparks. She's playing with four fouls here in the fourth quarter. 6:20 to play. We're tied at 63. So Haley Sparks, 5'4 senior guard for Charleston at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. She'll get the bonus. 64-63, Charleston retakes the lead. 6:20 to play in the ballgame. Galesburg High boys will take on Charleston immediately following this game. They'll put 10 minutes on the clock in between and get that one underway. Mike Perry, Jim Lee will have the action for you right here. Second shot up, no good. And Brittany Odell gets in for the rebound, gets it up off the glass and good. Streaks just got beat on that one. And now trails 66-63 as Charleston equals their biggest lead of the ballgame. Ty Peachy on the dribble, top of the key, gets a pick from Shelby Pacheco, goes to the right wing, picks up. Looks for help, gets to Jessica Howard out between the circles. Jess dribbles right, gets to Sarah Baker, top of the key, 6:02 to play. Sarah gives to Ty Peachy, back to Sarah between the circles. Now it's Shelby Pacheco, right wing to Ty Peachy, give and go, tried to get to Sarah Baker, knocked away. Wow, I thought that Odell had knocked it away. They're going to say it went off Sarah Baker last. So the Streaks with a turnover with 5:53 to play. Back in for Galesburg, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, and Maddie Boyer. Inbound comes to Sparks. Now this is Megan Odell, gets to Finney back into the ballgame. She'll hand off to Sparks, stops on the right wing, kicks over to the left wing to Woltman, fires a three, no good. Rebound comes down to Maddie Boyer for the Streaks. 5:38 to play in the ballgame. Gets to Mickey Rodriguez, right wing, fires a three, off the rim long. Rebound tipped out by Sadie Hamilton. Jamie Johnson runs it down on the right wing. Gets to Mickey Rodriguez, out high left side. Now it's Maddie Boyer, drives right side. And, oh, are you kidding me? Maddie stopped, and it was Finney that went to the floor. I don't even know that there was any contact. Maddie Boyer gets called for the charge. Wow. So the call against Maddie, her second foul. That's now 19 fouls on the Streaks with 5:23 to play in the ballgame. Inbound comes to Sparks on the dribble in the backcourt still. Gets it across to Megan Odell. She'll fire a three. Traveled. Thank you. you very much. The official right on top of the play was counting the three-pointer. The official on the far side of the court had to call the travel. I mean, it happened right in front of him. She caught the pass, shuffled her feet to set herself, and the official right in front of the play was not going to call it. Fortunately, the official on the far side called it, and the Streaks get it back with 5:15 to play, trailing 66-63. Back in, Bailey Boyer, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, and Katarina Mangieri. This is Sarah Baker with it out high right side. Gets to Bailey Boyer, top of the key. Now back to Jessica Howard out high right side to Bailey between the circles. Dribbles left. Gets to Katarina Mangieri, left wing. Now to Sarah Baker with it. She'll penetrate to the free throw line. Stops and gets tripped. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Again, another charge called on Sarah Baker. She got tripped, went to the floor. The defense was not set, and Sarah Baker gets called for her third foul. Absolutely ridiculous. 5 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks trail 66-63. Charleston will bring the length of the court. That was a horrible call. Down court, this is Megan Odell. Pass knocked away. Brittany Odell gets it under the basket right side, lays it up and in. And make it 68-63, Charleston. 4:50 to play. And a timeout called by Evan Massey. And still talking with the official. This is going to be a full timeout. What are we calling? Yep, full timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 4:48 to play. Streaks trail 68-63. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT, in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
4:48 to play in the ball game. Baker Gym, Charleston High School. The Charleston Trojans lead the Galesburg Silver Streak 68-63. Tom Meredith, Mike Perry joining us. And seeing a little home cooking here, Mike.
Boy, oh boy. I'm talking. I hope that's not a precursor of the boys' games. Galesburg can't get a break already, and they're going to quit turning it over, though.
Yeah, that's true, and they do right there. Brittany Odell with the steal, dribbles down left side, stops, lays it up off the glass, and now a, 15-4
run.
And it's a 70-63 lead for Charleston, their biggest of the ball game, and now a bump call. Hey, we finally get one, a 17 foul, so Jessica Howard's going to go to the free throw line. Foul went against Holly Woltman. That's her second foul, so Jessica Howard goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Got to convert these. Streaks have missed several after shooting very well last night from the free throw line. Haven't shot as well this afternoon. Got to hit these with the clock stop. First one up and good for Jess. She's got 11 points. No three-pointers for Jessica Howard. Charleston's been very conscious of her behind that three-point arc, and she has only really gotten one open look. She had one blocked and really has been penetrating, getting her points in the paint. Second one up and good as well. Make it 70-65 now. 4:35 to play. Inbound. Got to be a five call. Yep, five-second call.
And that's why that's important with free-throw shooting. You get a chance to set up your press, and now you get the ball back in limited time off the clock.
So 4:35 to play. Galesburg trailing by five, and they'll get it back. Katarina Mangieri inbound from the left baseline. In it comes to Sarah Baker. Now Bailey Boyer out high left side. Left baseline. Jessica Howard brings out to the wing. Now she'll penetrate. Runner is up off the glass.
Beautiful.
And got it. Nice move by Jessica Howard. And she's had to do that because they're out guarding her on the three-point arc. And it's 70-67. Charleston breaks the full court pressure. Sparks runs all the way down the baseline. Nobody cuts her off. Brings around to the left side. Gives to Woltman. Woltman out between the circles. Near steal, but this is Odell with it. Megan Odell can't hit the 18-footer. Rebound comes out long to Jessica Howard, and Sarah Baker may have kind of turned her ankle on the play. She's running down the court, though. Katarina Mangieri, left wing, three-pointer is an air ball. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Woltman for Charleston. Streaks with pressure. Woltman will bring it across midcourt right side. Under 4 minutes to play. 70-67, Charleston leads. This is Sparks with it out between the circles. Now on the right blocks. Nice look to Brittany Odell. Gets it up off the glass and in. They just beat the Streaks defense that time. That's eight in the quarter for Brittany Odell. Quickly back the other way. Foul is going to be called on Woltman. That's going to be her third. I'm surprised we got that call. Wasn't a lot of contact.
Yeah, and it was the Streaks on defense that looked tired that time.
Yeah.
With Charleston, I've been amazed at using seven players, how they withstood all this. But another opportunity to score with the clock stopped.
3:42 to play. Jessica Howard back at the free throw line. Streaks trail 72-67. Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Jennifer Markley, and Maddie Boyer check in. Mickey Rodriguez will wait to check in for Jessica Howard. So Jess back of the line with a chance to win a bonus once again. She's got 14 on the afternoon. And bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Lunt. And her outlet pass tipped away by Jessica Howard. And now Mickey Rodriguez will check in for Jess with 3:37 to play. Sharice trails 72-67. Well, it's really been the turnovers that have hurt the streaks, especially in this the third and fourth quarters. Woltman inbound. They'll bring it for three-quarter court. Gets it in. Two-on-two break. This is Sparks. Runs it down the left side. Up off the glass. No good. Rebound on the weak side. Brought down by Odell. Brittany Odell gets it up off the glass and in. She's got 10 in the quarter and make it 74-67. 3:26 to play. Jamie Johnson between the circles. Dribbles right. Stops in the paint. Gets knocked down. Passes to Jennifer Markley on the left block. She gets it up off the glass and in. First basket for Jennifer. Make it 74-69. 3:14 to play. Full court pressure. Inbound comes to Sparks. Back to Woltman. Woltman runs it across midcourt right side. Three-on-one break. Stops. Lays it up off the glass. Short. And the rebound comes down to Jamie Johnson for the streaks. Gets hammered. And yeah, there we go. Call's going to go against Woltman. And that's going to be the fourth foul on Holly Woltman. And they really can't afford to lose her because she's their best ball handler.
And Galesburg caught a break. No one stopped the ball. Yeah. Had a two-on-one. The defender kind of faked and fade on defense. And it worked out. And now a chance to cut it to three.
Ninth team foul now on Charleston, so got to take advantage when the clock is stopped. 3:02 to play, Streaks trail 74-69. Back in, Megan Young, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, and Sarah Baker. Sarah's waiting to replace Jamie Johnson. Pacheco was in. First free throw for Jamie is up. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped up by Shelby, can't bring it down. Those hurt, got to have them. Under 3 minutes now to play. Woltman across midcourt, right side, stops on the wing. Nice look underneath to Megan Odell on the left block. Got it up and in. Bumped from behind by Jessica Howard. So Megan Odell with her first basket in the second half. She's got 6 points and a chance at a three-point play. Jessica Howard picks up her third foul. 2:51 to 76-69, the Charleston lead, and Megan Odell goes to the free throw line.
Charleston looked gassed at halftime at a 21-10 run in the third quarter. It's eyeing a victory here.
You know, one of the things that they've done that most teams haven't done against the streaks, they've gotten a lot of offensive rebounds and putbacks themselves. Free throw up and good, so Odell converts a three-point play, make it 77-69. Now some full-court pressure and timeout called by Charleston head coach Jeff Miller. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:51 to play. It's Charleston 77, Galesburg 69. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the HIV-AIDS Task Force of Western Illinois, this past week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by Rhonda Brady. Congratulations from WGIL.
2:51 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail Charleston 77-69. Tom Aerith, Mike Perry sitting in for the last few minutes of this one as the Galesburg High boys are set to do battle as well. They'll take on the Charleston boys immediately following this game. Streaks with the ball. They'll bring it the length of the court thanks to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Check out the 2010 Nissan Altima. That's what we're driving this week. Beautiful car. In fact, they've got 15 of them in stock, 15 of the 2010s. A couple of different ways you can do it through January 4th. Take advantage of a $1,500 rebate or combine 1.9% financing for 6 months with a $500 rebate. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury just off the square, downtown Galesburg. Jessica Howard from straight on, three-pointer long. Rebound comes down to Megan Young on the left side. Kicks out to Jessica Howard, gets tackled, and the foul is going to be called on, let's see, looks like it's Megan Odell. That'll be her second, so now 10 team fouls on Charleston, so two shots from here on out for the Streaks. Jessica Howard just missed the front end of a one-on-one moments before, but she's 4-for-5 from the line this afternoon. 2:37 to play, first one up and good. 15 on the game for Jessica Howard, make it 77-70, 2:37 to play. Charleston with the lead. Second shot for Jess, up and good as well. Full court pressure. Inbound comes to Sparks, nearly stepped on the sideline. Now gets it to Woltman across midcourt left side. 3-on-1 break. Woltman traveled with it. No call. Gets it on the block right side to Odell. She lays it up and in. Brittany Odell make it 79-71. Yeah, Woltman, as she stopped to make the pass, picked up her pivot foot. No call. Now Sarah Baker drives it down the right side, up off the glass, and got it. Nice move by Sarah. And a timeout called by Evna Massey. 30-second timeout, 2:17 to play, 79-73. Plenty of time for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Obviously, the threes have not been falling, but that three-pointer makes such a difference, and a lead like this can be erased like that. But, number one, Streaks have to play some better defense.
Yeah, it's a two-possession game. The defense on the transition has been very poor. So at this point, obviously, you're going for a steal. You may make Charleston try to make free throws if you don't get that steal by half court, because they're getting a lot of layups and a lot of time still to go here, but you need to force some turnovers.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier the fact how fatigued Charleston looked, and I talked about it late in the first half, and you got to give them credit the way they've stuck with it with that short bench and are still, you know, when they get the breaks and when they break the press, they're getting some easy layups, as you mentioned.
They're a good team.
Woltman inbound, running the baseline, full court pressure, hands it to Sparks. Sparks on the dribble against Ty Peachy. They're going to clear it out for her a little bit. Now gets it across to Megan Odell. She'll dribble down the left side, stops on the baseline, now pulls it back out to the wing. Now top of the key, dribbles right and gives to Woltman. Woltman brings it out high left, right side, gives to Sparks on the left wing. 2 minutes to play, swing it to Megan Odell on the right wing. Megan Odell on the dribble, out between the circles, gives way to Sparks. Sparks on the dribble, gets to Woltman at the free throw line. She'll turn and drive into the paint. Now kicks it to Brittany Odell on the right baseline, and Jamie Johnson, that was actually a good foul that time, or Brittany Odell would have had an easy two.
And Odell forced the contact. She leaned into Johnson. I'm a little surprised on the press coming up. Galesburg picked him up man-to-man and looked to trap after half court, and not a real hard trap, just limited trap. So I was a little surprised by that.
So Brittany Odell goes to the free throw line with two shots with 1:50 to play. First one is up and good. She's got 12-13 in the quarter, 19 for the game. With 1:50 to play, 80-73 is the Charleston lead. Brittany Odell coming in, averaging 11.8 per game. Missed the second rebound to Sadie Hamilton. Now Ty Peachy pushes it up for the Streaks. Jamie Johnson, top of the key with it, looks over the defense. Hands off to Sadie Hamilton, now right wing to Ty Peachy. Ty looks over the defense, 1:40 to play. Now Mickey Rodriguez out high left side. She'll fire a long three.
No,
takes it in. Wow. Second three of the game for Mickey. Make it 80-76.
Same situation here. You're talking about a two-possession game. You're going to get your full-court press in. Let's see if they look to trap out of it and bring everybody up and make Charleston throw that long baseball pass, which is very difficult. Percentage-wise, you like your chances, but now the limited time. They took a lot of time on that possession there, but send them to the line if you can't get a steal off of this.
You know, this is kind of strange that the Streaks have not shot that well from behind the arc, and it's usually those wide-open, cavernous gyms like Wharton Fieldhouse that don't shoot well, but they went into Lance Arena last night and actually shot really well from behind the arc. And
this is a much smaller, cozy type of atmosphere here, more the 10-foot shorter, I think, And they just got new bleachers in here, a lot of red. It's very similar to the Rock Island colors, but an older gym. A boys coach told me 1953, so it's an old-school gym.
And, you know, really, actually, if you take the bleachers down below, we're kind of on a balcony on bleachers up top. You take down the set of bleachers below, it's a lot like the Rock Island girls gym. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Woltman to inbound, 1:33 to play. Streaks trail 80-76, and it comes to Megan Odell back to Woltman. Woltman on the dribble. Dribbles right through the press and finally gets it across midcourt. Right side, and the Streaks fans wanted to carry. I don't know if she did or not. Now a timeout called by Woltman. And, yeah, Evan Massey, same thing. I didn't have a really good angle to see it, but no call on that. 30-second timeout called by Charleston. 1:24 to play. 80-76 is the Charleston lead. Coming up, Galesburg High boys take on Charleston. And that'll be 10 minutes following this one. They're trying to get them done
around
quickly. No, not at all. And, of course, well, the part of a quadruple header here today because, well, coming up again a little bit later on, the Galesburg High girls will take on Taylorville. That'll be a hard 4:30 start. We'll take the air at 4:06 for that one. Then the Galesburg High boys will be in action against Taylorville.
That's right.
Immediately following that one as well a little bit later on. Then that'll be back over at Lance Arena at Eastern Illinois. So once the games are finished today, that'll determine when everybody plays tomorrow.
So you finish 2-1, you're looking at a third-place game.
Right.
And the same for the boys. They need to win out, so we could see back-to-back games again.
Inbound comes wide open. Waltman running down the floor. Lays it up. Missed it. She actually lost her footing before she
Sarah
went
Baker
up.
Pushed her.
Wow. Is that what happened? Okay. Sure we'll take that. Jessica Howard, three-pointer. So Jessica Howard, and now a jump ball, a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver
That's
Streaks.
That's huge.
109 to play in the ball on the inbound. Shelby Pacheco got there and tied it up. And now the Streaks trail 80-79, 109 to play in the ball game. What a huge three from Jessica Howard. Inbound comes to Sarah Baker, left wing, out high left side. Ty Peachy now to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire a long three. It's partially blocked. And Sparks travel with it. Yeah,
they stepped on the line.
Yeah, stepped on the inline as well. So the Streaks get a break and are going to get it back. Mickey hurried that one a little bit.
Yeah, you got to pass that one up. You can get that one anytime. Plenty of time, a minute two.
So Mickey Rodriguez in with Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, and Ty Peachy. 102 to play. Mickey will inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Sarah Baker. Ball knocked away.
Ooh.
Wow. The official right on the play, I think, was going to give the ball to the Streaks. The official out here near midcourt immediately pointed toward Charleston.
Apparently went off her knee.
Yeah.
Tipped off the knee. But still plenty of time, and you got full court pressure.
So Waltman will inbound. And it'll be Jessica Howard up playing the ball. Inbound comes to Sparks.
Got to take a charge here.
Yep, Sparks runs it down left side, stops on the wing, pulls back out, still on the dribble. Cross-court pass goes to nowhere, goes to the floor. Waltman comes up with it. Brittany O'Dell cross midfield.
Wow. Reaching foul on Mickey Rodriguez. Good job to go after the ball.
Yeah, Lunt went to the floor. I think Mickey would have some trouble actually really knocking
her
over.
Yeah, it wasn't so much that, just a tap.
Yeah, but Mickey picks up the foul, and that's 10 on the streak. So Lunt will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 14 in the game, and she'll have two shots, 52.2 to play. First one up, rolls around and through. Make it 81-79. So even if she hits this, a three can tie it for the Streaks. Plenty of time left still, 52.2 seconds to play. It's Charleston 81, Galesburg 79, April Lunt at the free throw line. Eyes a second, it's up, and this one is good. Ty Peachy with it. She'll run it up for the Streaks across midcourt, left to the center circle, 48 seconds to play. Shelby Pacheco out high right side with 46. Now left wing, Ty Peachy.
Nice
find
play.
Shelby Pacheco. Break into the basket. Got pushed from behind. No call. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. And a timeout called by Evan Massey calls it. 39 seconds to play. So the Streaks still trail by 182-81. Full timeout. And we'll take a timeout as well. 39 seconds to play. It's Charleston 82, Galesburg 81. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
WGIL Midday, weekday mornings at 11 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Tom Meredith, Mike Perry, back at Baker Gym, Charleston High School. 39 seconds to play. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Charleston Trojans 82-81. Charleston with the basketball. They'll have to bring it the length of the court. Waltman sets up to inbound. Don't want to get burned long here, girls. And they're breaking Brittany O'Dell long. Inbound comes to Sparks. Ooh, goes to the floor. Ty Peachy diving after it. A little bit of contact. Wow, Ty got called for the foul. That'll be, the second on Ty Peachy. So we'll walk it down this way. Haley Sparks will go to the free throw line with two shots. 17 points on the game for Sparks. She is 1-for-3 from the free throw line. She's hit a couple of three-pointers for Charleston. 38.1 to play.
They're going to sleep real well tonight.
No
matter what happens in this game. My goodness.
First shot is up, and it is good for Sparks. Make it 83-81. Still plenty of time. 38.1 seconds to play for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Second shot for Sparks is up, and this one bounces off. No good, and the rebound. Oh, you're kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. Brittany O'Dell knocked the ball out of bounds, and they're giving it to Charleston. That's a horrible call.
This guy over here.
Are you kidding me? Absolutely horrible. Brittany O'Dell went over the back of Sarah Pacheco, knocked the ball out of bounds, and they're giving the ball to Charleston with 37 seconds to play. Wow.
Inbound comes to Lunt. Justice and then another call on the Streaks. Wow, this guy here.
That was absolutely ridiculous.
I hope this crew's not doing the next game, I got to tell you. And it's a hard job, it really is. Yeah. But, man, when something happens right in front of you, it's pretty obvious. And that one was clearly obvious.
So at the free throw line, April Lunt, as Sarah Baker called for the foul, first free throw up, bounces around and through.
Boy.
So still a one-possession game at this point, unless she makes the second. 35.7 seconds to play, 84-81. And the second one is up and good. So now two-possession game. Ty Peachy runs it down. Right side, 32 seconds to play. Ty on the dribble out high right side, 29, top of the key. And now a foul on Brittany O'Dell. She ran into...
You may have gave us that one back.
Yeah, might have been a bump by Brittany O'Dell, but she fouls out of the ball game.
Well, she gets a hug from her coach, and she deserves it. She's a warrior.
Yeah, she is. And played part of the third quarter, all that fourth quarter, with four fouls.
Wow.
So Jessica Howard will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. 27.9 seconds to play. Brittany O'Dell fouls out with 19 points for the Trojans, and actually 17 of those came in that second half. Good chunk of them in the fourth quarter. First shot for Jess is up and good. Make it 85-82 still. Lots of time left.
We're making it interesting.
27.9 seconds to play. Second shot, Jessica Howard off the back iron, no good. Rebound to Waltman, and she travels. It's got to be a travel or a jump ball.
Charleston, but that was a travel, no doubt about it. Evan Massey showing it as well. I mean, it's not just us. It's just been very frustrating.
Wow. Possession, unfortunately, points toward Charleston. I mean, if you're not calling a foul, you have to call the travel.
It's clearly a walk.
So Charleston will bring it the length of the court, 24.6 seconds to play.
Charleston need a steal here.
Charleston leads 85-82. Waltman to inbound. Gets it in to Sparks, and she carried it on her hip, and no call. Waltman.
I don't know what that was all about.
That was kind of strange.
I think we've got one of our pots that are active, and let's check that out right there.
So Waltman ran it down the right side, got fouled. The foul went against Ty Peachy, so Holly Waltman goes to the free throw line with two shots. 18.7 seconds to play. Yeah, once again, I mean, Sparks actually carried it on her hip in front of the official, and no call. Waltman's first shot is up and good.
Boy, they make their free throws.
Yes, they do. Make it 86-82. 18.7 seconds to play in the ball game. Second shot for Waltman away. This one is good as well. 24 points in the game for Waltman, and Jeff Miller calls timeout. So 18.7 seconds to play in the ball game. It's an 87-82 lead for Charleston. Things not looking good for the Streak at this point. And, you know, we talk about, yes, there were some bad calls, but you don't want to have yourself in a situation where a bad call can affect you and affect the outcome of the game down the stretch. And the Streaks had plenty of opportunities, just really a lot of turnovers, some missed free throws as well.
You have seen, you know, yesterday, obviously the competition is a 15-0 basketball team they're going up against here. But two threes in the first half, made a lot of misses with that, some careless turnovers. Free throw shooting, it's all the little things that we see in the boys' games that you got to do to knock off a state-ranked team, a good team like this, on their home floor, which is going to be a little more difficult. And some things have not gone their way.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. So they'll have to learn from those things. Probably we'll see their three-game win streak snap unless they get a steal. Quick bucket here. But they're going to have to break some pressure in a hurry. But they'll come back and be ready to play in the next one.
So 18.7 seconds to play. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Mickey Rodriguez on the floor for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
And Charleston going to back off and just play half court.
Ty Peachy will bring it up for the Streaks. 17 seconds to play. Cross midcourt. Sarah Baker left to the center circle. Now 14. Got to get a shot off. Sarah drives right into the paint. Scoops up a shot. No good, but she's fouled. Foul's going to go, I believe, against Megan O'Dell. It's either against Megan O'Dell or Finney. Yeah, it does go against Megan O'Dell. That's her third. So Sarah Baker goes to the free throw line with two shots. Down to 9.7 seconds. Streaks, I don't think, attacked it with enough urgency that time.
Going to have to hit both of these. One possession game and then get a steal.
First shot for Sarah is up and rolls around and through. Got the shooter's touch on that one. 8 points for Sarah Baker on the afternoon. Make it 87-83. 9.7 seconds to play in the ball game. Sarah Baker eyes the second. It is up and bounces off. No good. Rebound to Woltman. And now immediately fouled. Oh, no, timeout called. Oh, I thought
that's the last timeout.
So 8.2 seconds to play. I thought that was.
I thought they were going to call a reach, and yeah. I think that's what Gillsburg was eyeing to do off the miss.
That's what I thought because Shelby immediately reached out for her. So,
and Charleston may have done a favor. That was their last timeout, but in that case, you let Gillsburg foul you, go to the line with a two-possession game here. Now you could
still
turn
the
ball
the
over
court.
And full length of the court. So not a bad situation for Gillsburg to be in.
So 8.2 seconds to play. 87-83 is the Charleston lead. And when we resume play, Charleston will bring the length of the court. So like we said, the Gillsburg High boys in Charleston coming up in just a few minutes here. Immediately following this one, they'll put 10 minutes on the clock, and they'll be starting it right away.
And then, a hustle.
And then we'll be back with you at 4:06 this afternoon for the pregame as the girls will take on Taylorville over at Lance Arena at Eastern Illinois. And that game will tip off right at 4:30, and the boys in Taylorville will follow that one immediately. So, very good Charleston team. Obviously, I mean, they're 15-0 for a reason. And but streaks kind of letting one slide away. They were pretty much in control till the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 7-point first quarter lead, led by four at the half, and then an even third quarter, and then a lot of points here in the fourth quarter. So it's one of those that they're going to kick themselves a little bit, but fortunately there's another game to play.
8.2 seconds to play. It'll be Woltman to Trigger for Charleston. And with the timeout, she won't have the run of the baseline now.
Right.
Long, they go long down court pass to Sparks, and she wisely holds up rather than going for the shot, and she's fouled by Ty Peachy.
That'll do her.
Yep, 5.5 seconds to play, and Haley Sparks will go to the free throw line with two shots. 87-83 is the Charleston lead. Good play call that time. They found Sparks wide open. She actually probably could have brought it down and put the layup up. I think a wise move to kind of hold it up on her part, run some clock. First free throw is up and good, and Charleston pulls all their players off and puts them down in the backcourt. They get 88-83, and now 89-83. And now they're going to give some token pressure just so the Streaks have to take some time. Ty Peachy on the dribble, 3 seconds. Gets to Mickey Rodriguez, fires a three off the rim. No! And the Charleston Trojans defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Final score, Charleston 89, Gillsburg 83. Stay tuned for Gillsburg High boys basketball. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.